clarity of thought, and the ancient quest for knowledge. Some think that leaders must rise above the common levels of life. But that is a terrible mistake propagated by, frankly, wanting to feel special. Everyone needs to rise. Growing all the way up is not optional. There is no such thing as simple people. It is only a matter of upgrading our view of the world. Only a matter of knowledge, wisdom, and the resulting greatness. Humanity has reached a certain level of wisdom, and all humans must share in that treasure. All of us or none is not just a question of kindness and unity. It is also a warning. A divided humanity, where groups are denied effective education and effectively left behind, will create endless cultural anomalies, most of which will absolutely end in great tragedies. This is the nature of the saying, in war, everybody loses. Young people especially have trouble understanding this. How is defeating a clearly evil aggressor a loss for humanity? How can both sides lose? Well, you have to unpack the aggressor. It consists of mad leaders and corrupt politicians that do belong in prison, and teenagers simply misled by propaganda and threatened with punishment or death to fire their weapons. These evil, vile, corrupt ghouls use propaganda to send the young into battle. And the propaganda is always intensely stupid. Kindergarten level, half-thought-up shit. You see, both sides lose because those teenagers needed real education, not a picture of a world warped by evil ghouls. By doing nothing to prevent their indoctrination into false beliefs and fantasies, we lost. We lost. The world loses, and doubly so when the teenagers of the free world had to destroy those who had their minds warped. The poisoning of minds or indoctrination has been done by religious cults for ages. In fact, I suspect Socrates was sentenced to death because his way of analyzing ideas and search for the truth simply started undoing the indoctrination practiced by the state. Someone told him it's either him or his students, and he agreed to be sentenced to death. And it's more than just misleading people. The very ideas of knowledge and unity have been quite literally demonized. They are personified in religious texts by monsters that the cults must dedicate their lives to fight. It's just more propaganda. It's just about poisoning the minds of young people. Indoctrination is an extra quirk where people who are indoctrinated into a false view of the world will actually pass it on to others. It's a terrible cycle. Without effective education, evil men will present their version of reality. real education, one that is effective, inspirational, self-paced, and self-directed, is humanity's only way towards world peace. Once we share in reality, nobody will think about fighting. In fact, even crime is a result of something I would call emergent indoctrination, one that is automatically created out of lack of education, poverty, and threat of violence. You see, effective education also solves the problem of crime. One of the less direct changes, somewhat down the road, will be powerful universal income that will ensure that nobody lives below poverty levels. We created money and we can upgrade it too. Humanity must not be powered by poverty. Poverty must end. Education itself is not an easy thing. It is stupid to think that we can learn programming by taking a programming class, or that we can learn philosophy by taking a philosophy class. Effective education actually requires serenity, safety, and adventure. And of course, the best of the books written by the clearest of thinkers. Now, for some good news for change. The new school has already been built. And it is, in fact, an ancient way of learning. It is the Great Trails. Trails like the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, or the Continental Divide. Because education is not a direct transfer, it is largely unknown what lessons the students will find in their own selection of great books as they hike those trails. But we can be sure that the lessons will be meaningful, profound, precious, that it will be, in fact, wisdom.